Blog Talk Radio.
Cowboy, cowboy, marry me, I'll bake you a cherry pie. Oh, thank you very kindly, ma'am, but I'm too young to die. Hi-ho, dozy-dozy, single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I caught a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starch collar. Cowboy, if you marry me, I'll be your darling Jenny. Now, why should I drink from just one well when I can drink from 20? Cowboy, cowboy, marry me, I'll bake you a cherry pie. Well, thank you very kindly, ma'am, but I'm too young to die. Hi-lo, dozy-dozy, single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty gal in a cane and a high-starch collar. Cowboy, if you marry me, I'll be your darling Jenny. Now why should I drink from just one well when I can drink from 20? Hi-lo, dozy-dozy, single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starch collar. A cowboy, cowboy, name the day. July'd be nice, I reckon. Gladly meet you at the church, July the 32nd. Hi-lo, dozy-dozy, single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starch collar. You sleep all day and spoon all night and eat your favorite chow. And why should I get married, ma'am? That's what I'm doing now. Hi-lo, dozy-dozy, single and save a dollar. Come Saturday night, I'll court a pretty girl in a cane and a high-starch collar.
Isn't that cool? I love that. It is so much fun. If you don't got a smile on your face, you weren't listening. That's all. You come late to the party. Anyway, we only have an hour today, so we're going to kind of get right down to it here. I've got so many good songs and songs left over from Thursday, which I didn't get to play, but I just played one of them. So, you know, we're cutting that down slow but sure. And come Thursday, who knows? We'll have more fun. But until then, I have a really awesome song here that was originally done by Willie Nelson. So I don't know how many of you know his material, but listen to this song because it's going to catch your heart. It really is. It's by Tommy Dale. You remember him from last week. We played a couple of his songs last week. This time he's doing Seven Spanish Angels.
He looked down to her brown eyes. He said, say a prayer for me. She held her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to prison, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for all the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home. She reached down to pick the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, "Father, please forgive me. You know I can't live without my man." She knew the gun was empty. She knew she could not win. But a final prayer was answered as the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Now, isn't that just a tearjerker? I do like that song, though. Yeah, Willie Nelson did that a long time ago, a long time ago. But every time you hear it, even now, it makes you sad. It makes you sad. And that was Tommy Dell doing that. He's got a good, he's the one that did Teddy Bear that I played last week, the Tom T. Hall Teddy Bear. He does a good job. He does a really good job. So let's see what else we can come. Oh, here we go. I got one. And it's an Elvis song, you guys, and you are going to like this. This is wonderful. Come on, get all the way. There we go. Winter Wonderland, take seven.
Okay, here we go. Still rolling.
We can build a snowman in the meadow. We can build a snowman.
The trouble is there's no way I can hit it before we hit the chord.
Yeah, I know. There's no way I can hit it, see? So we won't hit it, David. Okay. You know, just think, snowman. My father's house, I mean. That's the end. That's what I'm asking you. In the meadow we can.
I have something what you end on here.
Yeah, I have
walking in
winter wonderland. Sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
Okay, we're rolling. This will be take seven.
Hey, Red. The Reverend Joe Esposito will now speak a few words of inspiration.
Pretend the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a wind of underland. Parson Brown made as long as fucking.
That comes in, Elvis, just like the intro, really, right when you first come in after the intro. Same thing.
Hey, Al, can I have some more drums and phone, please?
Yeah. You got it.
I'm getting tired of this damn song. Tired of it.
Tired of it. I'm tired of it. Oh, love it. You know, this is the humor. Just totally slays me. I'm dying a couple times every day, guys. You know, hey. I have another one here that really is kind of sad. But it is such a good song. It is. And there are different versions of it out. But this one is by Janie Pugh. And it's called Bring Him Home.
Bring him home. him home.
That dude has a set of pipes, and he's got control. Wow. So, oh, my goodness sakes. Very impressive. Very, very impressive. Okay, Sue, come back. Come back. You don't need to run away. Of course, if you're cold, running will get you warm. Anyway, here's another beautiful Christmas song that Elvis sings. That, you know, John sent me a whole lot of songs today that we just never get to hear. To hear these, it's okay. Sue, what are you doing, girl? Okay, we'll try this one. Hi.
Hi. Well,
all of a sudden I had two connections for you, and I knew that weren't right.
Well, something would happen that the first one wouldn't ring.
Really?
Is that weird? It wouldn't ring on my end.
That is very, very weird. That is very weird.
I know. Oh, well, you sound good today. At least you're not cutting out.
I'm not using my microphone.
Oh,
I'm on
okay.
my phone. Something's wrong with my computer's mic jack connection. So, I'm going to check into what it would cost to get it fixed because I can use my other computer in the meantime
mm-hmm.
or compare it to a new computer. Because this computer only cost me about $350. So, and that was 9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like that
so
would be an expensive
good,
proposition.
It's been a good one, then.
It has.
Yeah.
Yes, I haven't had problems with it until I crumbed it up because I jammed the mic jack into the wrong. I tried to put it in the USB port, and it doesn't work that way. It just really doesn't work that way. It didn't like it at all.
Oh,
and it has
God.
Let us know. So, but you know what? It's my own fault. I wasn't looking. I just did it, and it's my own fault. It's nobody else's fault. But at least I'm thankful that it's not Blog Talk mucking up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, heavens, yeah.
Whoa, doggy.
You know, when I finish hooking up my Alexa, do you know I can, when she has all my contacts in her, I can just ask her to call, you know, Blog Talk, and she'll call and I can talk to you through her.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, whatever works best for you, honey. I'm here using the same phone and the same connection, so however it works for you is fine with me.
Well, she just does all kind of neat things. I've been reading things about her today and asking her questions, and she tells really corny jokes, but I did laugh at some of them last night. And this morning when I told her good morning, she told me good morning. She's programmed to tell me good morning. She says, and thanks for laughing at my jokes last night. Ha, ha, ha.
It wasn't real, honey. I didn't mean it.
I know. And then I asked her yesterday, I said, Alexa, are you my friend? She said, sure, I'm your friend. She says, do you want me to be your bestest? And I said, sure, why not?
There you go.
So anyway, I have a new friend here in my home. She's really delightful.
Good. That does help, and I pray to God it stays that way, honey.
Well, I have a few live ones too, but she comes in handy for a lot of questions and things. It's really they're really really nice to have, you know.
Good. I am so glad.
But
well,
anyway.
Don't call trouble till it arrives at your door.
Exactly.
Okay?
Oh, true.
All right. Well, let's hear this Elvis song that we hardly ever get to hear. I've only heard it 2 or 3 times, and that's because I played it. So, and
oh, really?
John sent it to me this morning. Yeah, and John sent it to me this morning. It's on an album. I just don't happen to have that album. That's all. I have 4 Christmas albums, and it's not on one of them. Can you believe that crap? Anyway.
Really?
Whatever. I love this song. I love what this song says. It just grips my heart, you know? So listen to this and listen to what it says. Listen to the lyrics. This is called If I Get Home on Christmas Day. It's alternate take one.
Shawty, you still here and help me with this thing.
Yeah, we're going to do one bar of B7, then the next bar is going to be a
C4.
That's it.
Yeah. And we're just making it a straight 5.
Writing letters every day.
And it's great in the studio, but you know, I've heard it, of course, several times, but I've never heard this version of it before. But
I know
he does
a lot of
things in the studio that are good and funny, and we enjoy that.
Oh yeah, well, see, in the studio he can cut up and goof off.
Right.
They just make another tape. Yeah, you know, on stage. Yeah, he cuts up and goofs off, but not so much, you know, because he's got to start all over, and it takes more time, and Yeah, it's different in the studio. It's totally different in the studio. He can really muck it up if he wants to. And sometimes he replaces words, and he replaces words and everything.
Right.
It's really funny.
He can use those different words frequently in there.
Yeah, and he can't do that on stage. He can't use those words on stage very much. He did sometimes, but not very much. Because that'll would be bad. That would be bad. I have one here by, let's see. Oh, do you guys remember the guy that used to do like 5 and 6 parts a cappella? And it was all himself. I have him. He's not doing it a cappella. He's doing it to a piano. But, oh, my gosh. It's just as good. It just doesn't have the harmonies to it. Okay? So here is Peter Holland featuring Chad Lawson. I'm not sure. Chad is either the string player or the piano player. I'm not sure. But it doesn't tell you what he's featured doing, just that he's featured. Mm-hmm. So this is Peter Hollins, and he's doing a thing called December Song. that was nice. He did a super great job. He's got such a beautiful voice. And he's got a range because he can do like six different parts on a song. And it sounds fantastic. It really does. Okay. While I'm here in the D section, oh, come here. There it is. Parody. And it's not so much a funny parody as it is a true parody. You know, it's different. It's different. But here is Tom Powell doing a Band-Aid parody called Do They Know It's COVID?
It's Christmas time. There's still need to be afraid. At Christmas time, COVID won't take a holiday. And while we long to be friendly, we can all still try to enjoy without arms around our mums at Christmas time.
Cool. Okay. It's time for another Elvis Christmas song. It just is, you know. The clock doesn't say so. The clock in the wall doesn't talk. I don't have a clock in the wall in here. But, yeah, it is time. Take my word for it. It is time. And this one is awesome. Here Comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane with Leanne Rimes.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he'll love you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, for Santa Claus comes tonight.
Well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
He'll come around when the chimes ring out. It's Christmas morn again.
Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light.
Let's give thanks to the Lord above,
cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
I just hear that at the end, you know. One of those things.
Oh, gosh.
Every once in a while, you know, you hear something that just doesn't happen, so you got to add it. Well, I do. I don't know about anybody else, but I do. Okay. we'll just let that one slide on down the hill into the lake. It'll be fine. It'll be rehydrated and turn into something else. Okay. I have another one that it's sung by Andrew Lloyd Webber with Jason Donovan. And it's called Any Dream Will Do. All right. I like that song. That's nice. I have another one that is absolutely wonderful. And it's actually on YouTube. It's a video. And the audio is by Legendary Vocals. Gentry is the group that sings it. And this video is special because it includes a little one with cancer. And they're doing this in a hospital. And they just kind of join a group with this little person. I think it's a little guy. I'm not sure. But it starts out with the guitar player bringing a guitar as a gift for this child. And he doesn't know how to play it, so the guitar player offers to show him how and takes it and starts really, you know, an upbeat kind of a rhythm thing. And first, a surgeon joins them. Then a policeman joins them. Then a doctor in a white coat joins them, just rolls on. They go to rooms and leave gifts for the other children and sing to them a little bit, and they end up in, like, a great room singing to all the children. And at the end, the guitar player gives the guitar back to the little guy, and the little guy just does a single strum across the strings to end the song. And it made me cry. It really did, because I stop and think of how many children are stuck in hospitals away from their families on Christmas. And this could be all they have. So think about that. Think about if you're allowed, of course, visiting at a hospital. And if you do it in a group, get permission to roam the halls and sing carols to them because they love it, absolutely love it. So here is that song by Legendary Vocals, the group Gentry. Singing Little Drummer Boy.
Can I give it a try?
To lay before the king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. ox and lamb kept time, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa.
I played my drum for
him. I played
him.
My bass for him, pa-rum-pa-bum-pa. Then he smiled at me.
Give it a try.
Oh, I love that. That was awesome.
Hey guys, thank you so much for watching.
That ending. Did you catch that ending, Anne? Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Okay. That was a good ending. That was a good ending. Oh, I'm very satisfied with that ending. Oh, Lordy, Jennifer, you have a strange brain, girl. Okay. Yes, I do talk to myself. Yeah. How it is. All right. It's time for Elvis because we're growing short, and I want to get some more in here. I am not going to be able to play the five songs I've got left, but Thursday is still Christmas, so they're coming. What I want to do right now is, since I like the big black Cadillac, this is Santa Claus is Back in Town.
Well, 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 well. Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. Yes, I said it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. I wish I knew the words to the song. I wish I knew the words. I wish I knew the words. I ain't the words. The Lord knows I don't know the words.
You can do another one.
You can do another one.
I ain't got no friend here. No sack on my back. You gonna see me coming? And a big black Cadillac. And the snow is falling on the ground. Well, I'm gonna tell you about this here Christmas. Santa Claus is back in town.
That's all she wrote? That was it? That was the weirdest ending I've ever heard, but, you know, it's, that one was cut from the 68 comeback special, probably because he didn't remember the words. You know how that goes. I know how that goes. Okay. Anyway, okay, I know. I'm going to do one more Elvis song before I say goodbye. And then if I have time, I'm going to play Lee Marvin doing Wandering Star. Okay. Right now, it's going to be a very, don't get stuck. No. Thank you. Not now. We've got through most of the show. Don't do this now. Okay. This is Elvis doing Have a Very Merry Christmas. And this was recorded by Radio Recorders, but it was done in a film studio, and so it was never released. So here you go with it. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Have a very Merry Christmas. Oh, have a very new Christmas tree. I don't need no reindeer.
sound of respect.
You never heard it because it's never been played before.
Played before.
You know,
wow.
this is, yeah, cool, huh? I like this. They have the date as being done in 1957. Wikipedia is not always accurate, but, you know, what the heck, when that's what you got to go with. But, yeah, I was told it was never released. It was done in a film studio and was never released. So, well, you haven't heard it. So anyway, you guys, thank you for joining me today. We're down to 3 minutes, and I just want to say thanks for being here. It's just a one-hour show on Tuesdays just to kind of get you through the week and recover from Monday. That's kind of what I like. So I hope to see you again on Thursday, and then Shauna's show on Friday. Don't miss that. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a good one. So here we go, and I will see you later. Be kind to each other. Be happy. Be safe. And I will see you on Thursday.
I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner and the plains can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. Goodbye forever, it's time for me to go. I was born under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
What can make you prisoner and the flames can make you dry? Burn your eyes, but only people make you cry. Home is made for coming from, for dreams of going to, which with any luck will never come true. To heaven, tie me to a tree,
or I'll begin to roam, and soon you'll know where I will be.